Good morning, church. Are you ready to sing this morning? Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we can be here in church. And Father, it's not a stuffy place full of liturgy and rituals, but it's new and it's alive every Sunday. So, Father, as we have songs that worship and give you glory here this morning, help us, Father, just to be able to sing out to praise you. And whatever it is that would be hindering us from holding back, from praising you all the way, take it away, Father God. And now let us, Father, come to you in spirit and in truth. And this we pray now in Jesus' name. Amen. Come bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place and bless the Lord, and bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place and bless the Lord, and bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place and bless the Lord, and bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place and bless the Lord, and bless the Lord. This doesn't mean that we sing this song at night when the sun has gone down. That's not what it's talking about. Who stand by night? It means when you're at that dark place in your life, and it's 8 o'clock in the morning, and it is just dark in your life. That's when you stand up and you say, I am nevertheless, God, going to praise you this morning. Amen. And that's what we're going to do here today.
Give me your land, my land, keep me burning. Give me your land, my lamp, I pray. Give me your land, my land, keep me burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Give me joy in my heart, keep me praising. Give me joy in my heart, I pray. Give me joy in my heart, keep me praising. Keep me praising till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Make me a fisher of men, keep me seeking. Make me a fisher of men, I pray. Make me a fisher of men, keep me seeking. Keep me seeking till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Give me love in my heart, keep me serving. Give me
till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King.
Amen. Got a little light that's shining? Go and share with each other this morning. Trying to spit those words out.
Call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised.
shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted.
In Him we live. You agree with that?
Yeah, hallelujah.
Give ear to my words, O Lord. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray, my voice shalt thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and look again. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray, my voice shalt thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray, my voice shalt thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up.
You will find that in Psalm 5.
Forevermore, I will reign with him.
bright morning star. And throughout eternity, I'm going to praise Him. And forevermore, I will reign with Him. All hail King Jesus, all hail Emmanuel, King of kings, Lord of lords, bright morning star. And throughout eternity, I'm going to praise Him.
You know, I once read a book about a man who had gone to heaven. And he said, you know, there's lots of people have written books like this, but he said something really, really unique. He said he had about 30 minutes in heaven. And when he was up there, he heard music. But it's not like music that we have. Right now, you hear us projected out through the speakers. If you're close enough, you can hear me just singing. But he said it was hitting him from every single direction. Amen. It was just this unlimited source of music, and it was just constant singing. And it was different songs, but they were all going along with each other. Can you imagine if we sang 30 different songs simultaneously?
Yes.
It wouldn't sound that good here. But God's got a way of making it sound completely awesome.
Amen.
This is what this song is about. Someday we will sing this. And you know, we're not going to have a watch. We're going to be on eternity time.
Amen.
And we're going to sing, all hail King Jesus. All hail Emmanuel, God with us. King of kings and Lord of lords. Bright morning star. And then when we're in eternity, we're going to praise Him.
Amen.
And praise Him. And praise Him. And when we get done praising Him, we'll praise Him some more. And we're not going to be looking at our watches. We're not going to be hungry. There's nothing else that's going to be pressing on our time that we're going to have to say, well, you know, I got to cut this short, Jesus, God. I got to get going here. It's not going to matter anymore. We're just going to praise Him. Our peace, who has broken down every wall. He is our peace. He is our peace. He is our peace. Who has broken down every wall. He is our peace. He is our peace. Cast all your cares on Him, for He cares for you. He is our peace.
cast all your cares on Him, for He cares for you.
That is some good biblical advice. Cast all your cares on Him, for He cares for us. He has broken down the wall, and He is indeed our peace.
Shackled by a heavy burden, neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. Oh, He touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, since He cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise Him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me. Oh, He touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened. Jesus touched me and made me whole. He touched me. Oh, He touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Touched me. Oh, He touched me. my soul.
Worship you, oh.
that screen and you see that woman. She's worshiping. She's lifting her hands up in the air. I don't know if her eyes are closed, but you can see that she's giving God wholeheartedly at that point. She's giving Him her all. Let's sing this one more time.
I love You, Lord.
Lord, it's so wonderful to sing praises unto thy name. Oh, to sing out a song to Jesus. Sing out a song to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So wonderful, Lord, to come into your presence with singing. And enter your gates with thanksgiving, into your courts with praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And proclaim that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. We are going to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heavens and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. It's a delight, Lord, to worship you. To worship you in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture. And the sheep of his hand. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Oh, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech. Night unto night showeth knowledge. Oh, there's no speech, no language that his voice is not heard. The line is going throughout all the earth. Hallelujah. It's going throughout all the earth and his words unto the end of it. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Oh, for them has he set a tabernacle for the Son. Oh, Lord, we praise you and thank you, Father. Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. And Lord, we want to say today we love you. Lord, we appreciate you. Lord, we are thankful for everything that you've done. We thank you for who you are. And we bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouth. Oh, the high praises of God in our mouth, and the two-edged sword in our hands. Oh, let our mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Oh, all the day. To show forth praises to him that called us out of the darkness into his marvelous light. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Oh, Lord, we want to praise you today with our whole heart and show forth your marvelous works. We want to be glad and rejoice in thee and sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Hallelujah. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. And sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Hallelujah. Oh, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night. For your compassions fail not, they new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord our God. Great is thy faithfulness. We want to praise you, we want to thank you, and love you, O Lord, and love you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Thank you for your Holy Spirit moving in the midst of us today and make things happen. Hallelujah. Thank you for strengthening our voices. Thank you for giving us the anointing, giving us the power, and giving us, O Lord, the love in our hearts. Oh, for you as well as for every believer, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you today for anointing the pastor. Give him, O Lord, the freedom to preach today. Give him clarity of mind. Thank you for, O Lord, let the power come out, O Lord, and pierce us like a two-edged sword, we pray, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a glorious day today, for a day of victory and a day of celebration and a day of rejoice in the Lord and the power of His might. Hallelujah. A day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Father, we pray for the anointing upon everyone that gives a testimony today, and let your name be glorified in the testimonies. Let your name be glorified with the message and with the music, O Lord. Oh, and with our praises, O Lord, let your name be glorified, we pray in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that you are Jehovah Jireh, you are provider, you are the God, O Lord, that will meet every need there is in this church body, we pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father, that you are able to provide exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. And we thank you for blessing the finances of the church, O Lord. Thank you for giving us spiritual blessings. Thank you for increasing your power in this body of believers, we pray, in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you today. And Lord, right now, Lord, we want to give to the work of the Lord. We're going to give out of what you have given us. We want to give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Oh, hallelujah, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise you, Father. Praise your holy name. Oh, Lord, we love you. We appreciate you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for making, O Lord, good things happen in this body of believers. Hallelujah. And your name be glorified. And we want to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor today. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen.
Okay, good morning, everybody. I'm going to take a couple testimonies. Okay, boy, there's some quick fire hands there. So, Mark, you're first.
Good morning, everybody. Wow, we feel so blessed to be here today. Try and make this meaningful and quick at the same time. Thank you, Father God, for this church and this congregation. You know, we've been here, for quite some time and really haven't had a chance to really thank everybody within the church for all that you've done, not only the gifts that you've given us, but most importantly to us, the prayers. The prayers have been just incredible. I want to talk about the gifts for a moment. All of them have been a blessing to us, from the very smallest thoughtful things that were done. We had people giving us cookbooks, spiritual books to help strengthen us. I don't know who gave us what. There were no names that came on everything, but we had even cooking utensils, which we sorely needed, measuring cups, and probably one of the most important gifts that really stood out to us is, as you know, we have a large family, and one of the most important times of the family is, of course, church time. But outside of church in the home, it's the meal time where everybody gets to sit and be together, sharing the word, sharing our day, and we didn't have a sufficient table for all of us to meet and eat together. And someone within the church body blessed us with a incredible dining room table where there's enough for everybody to sit, and we've been having meals together ever since, which has really brought us closer together. So for all the gifts, thank you very much. For the prayers, real quickly, I will tell you, and I will keep this very brief, without your prayers, I don't think we would have been able to get here safely. 3 months have already gone past since those huge storms that we've had. But those 72 inches of snow that fell during that 3 or 4 week time period, we were traveling across country during that. We had several what could have been completely fatal near misses in the vehicle, and it was without a doubt God's holy angels charged to protection over us through the prayers of this congregation, which we're very, very grateful for. I also want to take a quick moment. I'm not going to take away from any of Michelle's stuff that she wants to discuss about her deliverance, but I also wanted to share a quick moment about the deliverance process, which is an incredible ministry that this church has. It's one of the things, probably the catalyst that really brought us out here. Michelle, let me back up for a real quick moment. I'm just a regular guy. You see me here. This is God's house, but I'm just in a t-shirt, jeans, and work boots. I'm a regular guy. I don't have a high school diploma. I don't have a college degree. I was born to an absentee father, an unwed mother without an education in San Francisco in the 60s. By 15, I couldn't read, write, or do math at grade level, and by 16, I was homeless and on the streets. But one thing for sure is that God had a plan for my life. And at each one of those transition points in my life, God brought to me someone very much like the people who are in this church. A gentle word of encouragement from a Christian woman helped me get into the military. When I went into the military, that gave me an opportunity to work on my reading, work on my writing, work on my mathematics. Right when I was in there, I met another believer. He was another private. He was a Baptist, and he encouraged me to go on and to do those things. While all the other young enlisted men were out taking their money, drinking and carousing and doing everything that they were doing, this Christian man, a young man, shared the word with me and gave me the strength to walk a different path. It was after the 4 years that I spent in the military that he brought my lovely bride to me. And the thing that I remember, the exact moment that I met Michelle, was I definitely knew that this was my wife and the woman for me. And the things that stood out were her faith. So at every step in the process, God had a person of faith there for me at the right time. Now I'm going to fast forward 25 years, okay? Through that 25-year time process, my faith grew. And up until December of 09, just about 5 months ago, I was sold out for God. I was a believer. I believed in the Word. I tried to follow the tenets of the Ten Commandments as closely as possible. But one day I was sitting in my house, and I looked around, and there was just terrible odor in my house. And I looked at the windows were clean. I looked at the carpets were clean. The floor was polished, the bathrooms were sparkling. And this odor just went on and day after day. So next week I got down and I scrubbed the bathrooms again, I scrubbed the kitchen, and everything was flawless. It looked flawless to me, but this incredible odor was there. Well, that odor was the garbage under the sink. But that garbage wasn't really trash under the sink, that was my garbage. And the house wasn't really the house, but it was me. So for the 25 years I'd spent my life trying to polish up my act. I mean, I'm trying to follow the Word of God, but I'm doing all these things that really worked on the outward appearance, the appearance that we're showing, you know, not only to ourselves, but to other people. And what I realized is that there was a huge gap. Even as a believer, there was a huge gap. There was a lot of sin in my life, a lot of covered up sin, pressed down, ignored, etc. Well, that brings us to my deliverance process. And I had two incredibly faithful men. Well, through really pastor, because it was through pastor's ministry that this has come about. But Soltaris, I mean, Joe, you guys were just incredible. When I went into my first counseling session, there were more than 100, and it must be a record. It must be a record. There were more of 100 major areas of sin. And if you think about that, to be able to sit down in front of another human being and to be able to say, okay, I'm tired of everything, let's get this done, and to be able to put out all the immoralities, all the sin areas, all the areas where God is really, you know, working on your heart, but the devil is really using more as a tool to bring destruction in your life, to be able to have the confidence and faith that you can trust in men of integrity, to have them be able to walk you through it, to be able to pray through it, and to come out on the other side knowing that these men, these great men of integrity, are going to walk with you, pray with you, and lead you through that is very rare. I'd been through a lot of circumstances in my life where I just couldn't trust Christians, to be honest with you. I knew that if I shared something with them, the very next day it'd be out on the street, and I'd be, you know, having to deal with it. But the truth of the matter is that by hiding it, I was already being abused by it. Because by hiding it, it was hidden, but it was destroying how I was interacting with other people. It was stopping me from really having the peace and liberation to be able to walk through. Well, in conclusion, after hours and hours and weeks of deliverance, at the end of this deliverance time period, this counseling time period, this deliverance time period, I've had a peace in my life as a Christian unlike anything that I've had for 25 years. My goals, my desires, the things that are important to me are completely transformed. You know, instead of saying that I put God first, as I had for the 25 years, He really is, my relationship with Him really is the number one thing to me now. The next item is my family, and they really are truly important to me. And I've been able to find a peace in being able to place that order into my life. And the blessings, I can only tell you, have abounded since then. The peace has abounded since then. So my final word to, I guess, the men who are hearing this, if you haven't been through deliverance, I guess the most important thing that I can tell you is that if you don't have that peace about you and you truly want peace, and you truly want peace, a change in your life, and if your fear is that maybe something would get out or get to somebody, I will without a doubt tell you, I've shared incredible things with these gentlemen, and with full integrity, they were there, and nothing left those deliverance sessions. And the most important part is that the peace afterwards, it's incredible. So please, husbands, fathers, men who are out there, pray about it, but take the step if you haven't. It will make a difference for you. Okay.
Okay, I don't have any cards, so this is unique for me. Usually I would type everything up and take notes, and I was a computer engineering major, so you had to have a plan, you had to, but before I get started, and hopefully it won't take very much long, but I want to submit to the Holy Spirit one more time. I've been doing that for the last 24 hours because I only want to say what He wants me to say. I only want to think and form the words that He would have you to hear, because I have a long testimony, but it won't be that long, hopefully. Okay, so I guess since Mark addressed the men, that it's my turn to address the women. And what I want to say is, although Mark was hours and weeks, I've been 8 years. 8 years since God took me on the couch by myself and said, "You have a demon." Could it be me? Because I'm on the praise and worship team, and I look so strong. And when I raise my hands, I shake, and I bow down, and I serve God. And everybody knows that I'm solid. And that when I would try to turn to someone and say, "I think I have a whisper. I think I have a demon." "Oh no, not you, Michelle. Couldn't possibly." And then I thought, well, maybe I might have two. You know what? I think I might have gotten rid of 50, maybe even 100. I mean, you wouldn't imagine. Shireen's laughing already. You wouldn't imagine the bondage that I've been. 8 years. I would travel. I would beg. I would plead. I would manifest. People would stop a service because I'd be manifesting on the floor, and they'd say, "Oh, I'm sorry, but this is a sister in Christ. We have to stop. This is the body of Christ. This is the work of Christ." And people would tell me, "Oh, you can't get free. If Mark doesn't go first and if your children are on board, you're not going to get free." My relatives, people I didn't know, over and over. And I looked at the Word of God and I said, I didn't see anything there that said that I couldn't get free. Amen. Obviously, it wasn't going to be easy. And I didn't have knowledge because I was in these big churches, was on leadership team, but nobody told you. You didn't dare mention the word demon or deliverance. It just, you know, the Bible says God sent them out to preach, teach, heal the sick, and to deliver the oppressed. You cannot function if you're oppressed. Okay, I'm an engineering student. I can do all these things, but I can't answer the door for a pizza. My arrested development, I was at zero. There was so much trauma at my birth and before. Now, come to find out, I had a cult in my background. I mean, my great-grandmother was, on purpose, a gypsy fortune teller. And so that opened the door to endless hurt, endless pain. And so I would keep going. I need to tell you, even if your husband's not coming along, or your friend or whatever, keep going. And I lost a lot of ground. I did. I'd make progress, lose ground, make progress. But I kept going. Kept going. God would say, keep going. And God had to bring me 3,000 miles to this church because my main problem where I could never, ever, ever get free was because no one caught the mind control. I've had so many people pray for me. No one understood it. They just... You know, it's not KGB, it's not FBI, but it's mind control. And so I had to come all this way. You don't know what a gift. Do you know the first year, for those of you that are listening, the first year I spent on the phone, Carol and Shireen and Monica, week after week after week after week, a whole year on the phone getting me ready so that when Mark was ready, I could submit. Because I was taught not to submit to my husband, not to want to stay married, not to want to be a woman. You know why I was an engineering student? Because women, I was taught, were stupid, incompetent, couldn't do anything. They were insane. Insane. That's not a godly woman. And so I would manipulate and control. And God, step by step, showed me. He'd show me the word. And I'd look up on the internet, and I'd end up here at this website. And everything you're being taught, God was teaching me in private. And so I want to say that call the number on your screen. If you're in this church, you need to move. When God gives you an opportunity, opportunities come and they go. Window, you know, you jump on it. This church, because I've been around, I know, you know, you can't just deliver, you know, cast out a demon and you're fine. There's a whole process. You have to go step by step and get it all. And I will tell you that I've been stamped, finished, finally. Amen. And I have such a joy. I mean, I couldn't cook. You don't understand. I couldn't cook. He had to get the groceries. He had to cook. I mean, a lot of my deliverance sessions, okay, how do you cook this? How do you, what can I do? You know, oh, is that what you do? And it was a block. It was a demon. So one thing I need to say is the mind control came through my mother. She doesn't understand that she did it. She doesn't understand that she still wants to do it. She doesn't understand. She's a prophet of God. She has a deliverance ministry. She does all these things, but it's in the wrong anointing. No one cleaned up the occult. No one cleaned up the divination and all of those things. I was programmed to fail. To be not happily married to my husband, to not succeed, to worship my mother. I was always trying to get to God. I would do anything. I didn't care who saw me. I want God. And God was always right there. I could see him and I could kneel before him, but he wouldn't touch me and I couldn't touch him. I mean, I was born in the church. I was dedicated to Mary. We were Catholics. So I went to church every day. I mean, and different churches trying to get what I could get. And the thing was, no matter how clean you think you are, you got demons. It's a mixture. And God can't use a mixture. You have to be clean. Those demons will come up and bite you. They'll get you. And the times when I wanted to quit, I said, these demons aren't going to stop. They've destroyed my relatives, my family. Now they're after my kids. And I tried in the natural. I wouldn't let my kids go sleep at someone's house. I wouldn't let them drive a car because I knew what the demons did to me. Unless you get free, the generations, they say, God says iniquities pass 3 and 4 generations. That's 32 relatives that could have all types of things in their past. And it doesn't go away. I tried. Mark tried. It doesn't go away. So I guess the main thing, I don't know if I said this, but if I said nothing else, I came cardless because I didn't want to spend a lot of time. And God was showing me, it's okay. You know, I'll be with you. You don't have to prepare. You're clean. It's okay. I won't, you don't be afraid. And so after 8 years, I stood in the back. I raised my hands and I worshiped. And I had stopped doing that because I would manifest demons. People said it was God. It's the anointing. It was demons. And now I can praise God. And I could stand here for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours to tell you how much God is. Right? Jesus is your deliverer. Do not let this opportunity pass you by. I am now free to pray for my kids and my family. And my lost relatives, they don't know. They don't know. But this is just the beginning, and it's a good place to end, because I knew I not to be too long. But anybody wants to ask me anything, I'm not afraid anymore. You ask me, I'll tell you, because It's not to glorify the devil. It's to show you what God did in my life. Just an example. I told you I couldn't cook. I made homemade pizza. Whole wheat crust, the whole thing. Prayed over it. Now, my last couple attempts at pizza were like, I couldn't even get out of the pan. It was disgusting. The kids looked at me and they said, how did you do this? It was good. It was so good. And I said, God, it's God. It's God. So, amen. I'm free. And I testified. Yes.
Thank you again.
Praise the Lord and thank you very much. To those of you that did not know, this is Mark and Michelle. And they used to live in the Washington, D.C. area. And they drove out here about 3 months ago. You know, we are a Pentecostal church. We can do what the Holy Spirit tells us. And we got some praying to do, some special praying right now. And if you have a Bible, turn with me to James, the book of James, the last chapter. That's James, the last chapter, and verse number 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is anyone merry? Let him sing songs. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he had committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, pray for one another, that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. We're going to be praying. You've got to understand now that when I go to church, we come here, I ask God, what do we do? How do we do things? I did not know exactly that Mark and Michelle was going to give such an extensive, marvelous testimony today. But it was for somebody that needed to hear that. But we have three people here today that have been battling sickness. And God said, take care of that first. We would have the elders. And we're going to pray for these people. And the first we're going to pray for is Joe. So somebody get Joe stationed up there so that Joe can come on down here. Now, Joe has been with us, he's going now about a year and a half. And this week he's been very sick, congested. He was here Wednesday for practice. And stay right there. And then he was here for Thursday night. And Thursday night I asked him, can you and Satiris pray a little touch-up on Mark? He stayed behind for 1 hour. He's been very sick. I didn't expect it to be here today, but then God has been working on him. And so we're going to pray today for Joe to finish up the healing. So elders, would you come? And we're going to do this right here in the front. And so you put some oil on him. Would you stand as we pray for Joe? We love you, Joe. You know that. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this man that you have saved, filled with the Holy Ghost. And this man is not afraid to serve you. And today, Father God, he took his car to pick someone up that didn't have a car today. Even if he's not feeling well, he's a servant. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke every foul spirit of infirmity. In the name of Jesus, loose him right now. And we command to be bound, chained, and take the priest of my God's holy angels. And I thank you right now, Father God, for healing him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. That Father God, his congestion is going to be gone, lungs clear, voice clear, and he's going to have a fantastic week in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. God bless you. Okay. Now, this is person number two. Irina, would you come on up here? Irina, we want to pray for you. God told me to pray for you today. Okay. Heavenly Father, we just pray right now for Irina. And we thank you, Father God, that you will touch her. And we thank you, Lord, that she was able to get out of the hospital. And we thank you right now that you will heal every artery going to that heart. That everything that has been blocked shall be unblocked. And that you will heal her, Father God, and give her a brand new heart with all the things that goes with it. And this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. The third person God asked me to pray for is Galena. And we're going to pray a preliminary prayer for you that God will heal you so that you can have your deliverance. And I want to share this with you. God showed me, you had shared with me some things. And she's from Russia. And a number of years ago, somebody put a curse on your family. And they put some things outside the door. And about a week later, your husband died. But you did not die, but you've been very sick and all kind of problems. And we're going to break that particular curse this morning. And we're going to ask God that he will give you healing now so that you can progress with your deliverance. So let's anoint you right now. Stretch forth your hands as we pray for Galena. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this woman, Lord, that you brought all the way from Russia to America to know you and to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And in the name of Jesus, I don't care who the people were that did the witchcraft. I don't care how many curses they did and what they paid. In the name of Jesus, right now we break it now on this floor. In the name of Jesus, it's broke. Gone. In the name of Jesus. We destroy that work in Jesus' name. And I command every evil spirit that was sent by the curse. In the name of Jesus, loose this woman right now. Loose her mouth. Loose her in the name of Jesus and come out. I command to be bound, chained, and ripped and taken to prison by God's holy angels. And I thank my Heavenly Father right now. For your Holy Ghost coming down upon her right now, for the top of her head to the soles of her feet. And I thank you, Lord, for healing the gums, everything in his mouth, Father God. Thank you right now for your healing touch going there. In Jesus' name, thank you for your Holy Ghost coming down now and healing Galena. In Jesus' name. And Father, we bind up all the other demons. And we thank you that you will have a tremendous deliverance and that she shall be set free. And totally free in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Father, I ask you right now that you saturate her with your peace. Let your peace come upon her, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Saturate her with your peace, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your healing touch going through her body right now from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. Thank you for finishing the work that you begun. And we thank you, Lord, that when she goes through deliverance, she will be set free once and for all, we pray. In the name of Jesus, give her joy unspeakable and full of glory. Let her be excited about the deliverance that she's going to go through, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for putting her in the right place, the right time. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for joy and peace in her heart, O Lord. And strengthen her with all might, we pray, according to your glorious power and to all patience, and long suffering with joyfulness. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Praise God. Praise God. God bless you, sister. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. We could have a prayer time. And, you know, God hears prayers. God is in the healing business. And I'm so happy to be able to be alive and to be able to be on this side of eternity right now. Because when we go to heaven, we can be praising God. We can do a lot of things up there, but we can't touch anyone on earth. This is the time we have to touch people on earth. And I wanted to read a scripture here from Mark chapter 12, verse number 41. And let me say this. We prayed for the finance of the church last week. And this is the report I want to give you. We had a great offering last Sunday and a good week with money coming in the mail during the week. We were able to pay another $1,000 in rent, which leaves us with $1,000 left. Also, we have some other rent, other bills that must be paid this coming week. But I'm really praising God that He came through and He's going to help us through until May 1st when we have a deadline. Look at Mark chapter 12, verse number 41. That's Mark 12, 41. And Jesus said over against the treasurer, Behold, how the people cast money into the treasury. And many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which made a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples unto them, Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow has cast more in than all they which have cast in the treasury. For all they did cast in were of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. I want to thank everyone that has been giving to this ministry over the years. And some people give a lot, to some people give a little bit. But it doesn't matter the size of the gift, it is that you give and God will multiply it. We had a family that my wife and I met in 1974 or 75 in the city of Ronald Park. We had a revival down there. And after that revival, they started sending in a check to our ministry every year. I mean, every month, since 1975. And they were good friends of Peter, Monica, Terrell. And when they heard that Charles had surrendered to Christ and to the ministry, they wrote and said, we want to give an additional gift every month to help out with Pastor Charles' salary. And they've been doing that for about 10 years. Then we've got other people that are sending in a little bit here and there. But I want to thank all of you. And no gift is too small. No gift is too big. It's what is given from the heart. And this is what keeps this ministry going. So I just want to thank God and praise God and clarify that. And I'm really, really thankful. We had people from Europe. Normally, people overseas don't give money. And we have some people in Europe that's been giving some tithing to us and so on. And we want to praise God for that. And that we just bless Him. This is a prayer request here from our little sister Mary. And you see her up here singing, standing on my side. And she has a brother. His name is Lee. Lee used to be in our church years ago, and he loved the Lord, but something took a hold of him, and today he's bound by drinks. He's only about 19 years old or 20. And this is what his sister wrote. Would you pray for Lee, my brother? He does wrong things that shouldn't be done. Could you pray that he will turn from his way and turn to God's ways? And expect the Lord and accept the Lord as his Savior and Lord. Little sister, 13 years old, praying for her brother. We're going to pray for that. On our sick list and recovering, we had Joe DeCarlo. We already prayed for him. And I talked to Patty Sims this morning. We just called very briefly. And Patty wanted to say this to you. She has faith. She is not discouraged. She believes God for a new thyroid. The other was taken out by cancer about 20 years ago. And I said, how are things going right now? She said, I got some dry eyes. My eyes are dried. And my heart is racing at night. So I said we will pray for her. But she wanted to tell you this. Thank you very much. And she wanted to say this. I'm not discouraged. I have faith. And I'm praising God for my healing. So we're going to pray for Patty that that will be continued. Please pray for Louise at work for her. For I have witnessed her, gave her the Bible. She has been diagnosed with melanoma on her scalp. She needs salvation. So this is somebody you're working for. Okay, we're going to pray. And her name is Lois? Louise, okay. All right. So we're going to pray for that. I got a precious letter here. From, this is a pastor, if I believe he's from the Oakland area. And he's probably, I would say, it is late 70s. And they don't have a whole lot of money, but they send in a gift every month. And he wrote this, Dear Pastor Terrell and Christian friends, in my life, I and my wife Shirley really enjoyed the Dove and all your ministry publications. Pass on to your Christians, brothers and sisters, a prayer for you, Pastor Terrell. Please accept this donation. We said, thank you, Lord. May God continue to bless all of you. Love you all. From Brother Henry and Sister Shirley. I think they might be a black minister's wife. But this is precious. These are served the Lord many years. And for some reason they came on our mailing list. So we're going to pray a blessing upon them today. Now I got a big praise report. Mark, thank you, thank you, thank you. Mark has been working now for about 2 weeks, editing. And he's taking more work off from Charles. They will be able the last 2 weeks to finish in a day and a half or something like that. Christian Dynamics, Course 1, will have a final editing this week. And then we're ready to start printing. Because Mark came in, Charles was cut loose, and we were able to do that. Let us pray there will be no problem this week with production, but that Charles and the rest of us should be able to meet a final time and hammer out the final manuscript ready to print. I've been waiting for this 15 years. So praise God. All right, now I got some political prayers. Now we are in the world. And we need to take control. There's a huge battle going on behind the scenes in the international financial world. Huge investor funds like Goldman Sachs and others have burned the housing market. They're the ones responsible for that. And are moving in oil to make huge profits. They move into different areas now. The explosion on the oil rig in the Gulf might have been sabotage. Since the Obama administration decided to open up new offshore drilling, listen to the drumbeat right now on every show, television news program now. We got to stop offshore drilling. Danger, danger. The greedy investing firms do not like to have oil coming from the United States. Since they cannot control the production the same way they can in foreign nations. This week, crude rose 85.12 cents per barrel. It's up from 83.24 the week before, about $2. This is the price of oil to be delivered in June. Does Goldman Sachs and others have succeeded in raising gasoline prices for this summer? Let us pray against them with vengeance. Last one, the Bilderbergers are going to meet again. Some of you do not know what a Bilderberger is, but it's not a hamburger. But it's some bad stuff. The Bilderberg Group will conduct its annual meeting June 3rd through 6th in Sitges, Spain, a small, exclusive resort town about 20 miles from Barcelona, behind a wall of armed guards who will seal off the resort and a feudal town to keep the event secret. Henry Kissinger and David Rockefeller are there to tell the world elite what their new marching orders are. No decisions are made at these meetings. This is where the Gentile political rulers are told what to do for the next year. Let us pray that God remove Kissinger and Rockefeller from the earth, unless they can be saved and receive Christ. But if they're not going to be saved, let's ask God to take them out now, since they have done enough evil in their lifetime. So I'm going to pray for that myself. Those of you that like to pray, come on up.
Okay, also I'm going to pray. This is our brother Romero right here, and I'm going to pray for his wife. Okay. And also for Mary's brother. Okay, Father God, thank you for this day, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for a beautiful service this morning and the things that are happening. We thank you for the great testimonies that were heard, Lord, that people are being set free. And the devil's losing ground. So we praise your name for that. And I want to lift up Romero's wife and two daughters, that your peace would come down upon that household. And we bind the strong man there. She will not be able to cause grief and throw fits, because Romero is coming to study the Word of God and to play the drums here, Lord. That situation would be subdued, and that his wife and his girls can come to know who the real Jesus is. Amen. And that is the true Savior. So we thank you, Father, for dealing with that situation. And then also I want to lift up Mary's brother to you, Lee. And you know the situation. The lure is strong. We're all of a sin nature, and it's easy to be sucked into alcohol and partying and the whole nine yards. So, Father God, we lift up our sister who we see here, our little sister, who we see here week after week, Lord, singing. It's her desire to see her brother turn around and walk with you. So we thank you for that. Thank you for a shake-up in his life. And also that he's going to, that you're going to meet him, and he's going to know that there is a God, and that he wants to set him free and give him salvation. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, God, we come before you this morning, Lord, and we're going to bite off little pieces of this right now. With the huge battle going on behind the scenes with the international finances people and the huge investors. And we come to you, God, right now. And we ask you, God, to please have these people's sins, find them out. And Lord, I pray that you will have these people exposed, and that they will be shown, that you will show them, Lord, as being deceivers of America and the world. And Lord God, I pray and I command their demons to be cast to the ground and made deaf, dumb, and blind in the name of Jesus. Right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that their sins will find them out. And Lord, I pray that their strongholds will be torn down and destroyed. And Lord, I pray for the situation over the oil and the gas prices, Lord God, that you will do the same situation there, Lord God. Have these people's sins, find them out. And Lord, set America free, and the situation with the oil rig that blew up, Lord. Those people that are in charge of that situation that had that happen, Lord, that you will show their sin and that it'll be found out. And Lord, let's get some truth going on in this country, in America. Lord, and that the media will take up a stand in this country instead of hiding behind a bunch of lies and all kinds of other issues, Lord God. Lord, I pray that you will help our country and America be set free from the garbage that's going on in this country. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father, we bring before you Pamela's friend Louise. And Pamela has laid the foundation. And she has witnessed to her about the Lord, and she even gave her a Bible. And so we thank you, Father, for the work that you're doing in Louise's life. And now we realize that Louise has a deadly cancer in her scalp, melanoma. This is very deadly, and it can be very swift. We pray, Father, that you will alert her to her need of salvation, and that she will grasp that Bible and the truths that are in it and call on the name of the living God so that she can know life and not death. We ask that your spirit work in Louise, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Father, I just, first of all, I just want to praise you for the weekly rain that we've been receiving and filling up the reservoirs and saturating your beautiful earth and causing everything to be green. And I just ask that you would continue soaking our land with your precious rain. And Father, I also want to pray for Patty Sims. I thank you so much for this woman's faithfulness, for her reliance upon you. And I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would continue the healing that you have begun in her life concerning the thyroid, that you would, she's trusting that you're going to, and we are trusting along with her, that you're going to restore and create a brand new thyroid in her body. And in the process, I pray that you will heal these lingering symptoms of dry eyes and palpitations at night, Father. And if there's any spiritual root that has not been dealt with yet, Father, I ask that you would reveal it to her. And I ask these things in Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, we lift up this letter to you that came from Henry and Shirley in Oakland, the Pastor Henry. And we pray, Heavenly Father, for, oh Lord, as we hold this letter, Lord, that you touch him mightily, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Increase the anointing in his life. Thank you, Father, for many blessings in his ministry. Oh Lord, let him, O Lord, be able to make a difference in Auckland and elsewhere, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for providing and meeting every need that he has, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Provide exceedingly, abundantly, above all that he asks or think, according to the power that works in him, we pray today, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for his faithfulness and his generosity to send to this ministry. And it's wonderful, O Lord, that you will bless him mightily and provide for him tenfold and more, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we bless you, we thank you, Lord, that this, O Lord, let this association continue, O Lord, and be able to, O Lord, to minister to him as well, O Lord, as he ministered to us. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen and amen.
Father, we are on the cusp of finishing Christian Dynamics Course 1. It is about salvation, deliverance, and healing. And Father, we thank you that as this book is simply just a companion to the Bible of taking a lot of scripture out, and sometimes you have to go through different portions of the Bible and it just kind of lays it all out very simply. Father, we just ask for your blessing upon this work, that it has already helped so many people, but that in the future that it will do its intended work, and that it would just minister to people through those three areas of salvation, deliverance, and healing. We thank you for this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, we want to lift up thanksgiving to you, Lord, for all of the blessings that you have abundantly blessed us with, for multiplying the finances when we needed it so desperately. Thank you, Father God, for doing this. And we ask you, Lord, to continue, because there's still rent to be paid and other bills that need to be paid. And we're still on a pretty tight schedule. But Father, we trust you. We know that you have done it in the past. You have cleaned up all the bills, and you'll do it again. Father, we thank you for that. We just give you glory and praise and honor, because we know what a God we serve is a mighty God and powerful and can do anything, can do all things. So Father, instead of trusting in ourselves, we're trusting in you. And we thank you for all you have done in the past and that you are going to do in the future. Thank you, Lord, for Eric Sims also. I want to lift him up, Lord. He's having trouble with some kind of shaking problem. I don't know what it is, Lord, if it's demonic or if it's some kind of illness. I'm not sure what it is, but Father God, you know what it is. And Lord, I lift up Eric and I ask you to touch his nervous system, to heal him of whatever it is. And I command any demonic spirits that are trying to undermine his faith and his health. In the name of Jesus, you get out. You cannot be there. You are bound, chained, and cast into prison by God's holy angels. You are gone in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Father.
Heavenly Father, we're going to stand upon Hebrews chapter 10 to come bold before the throne of God. And today, Father God, we want to remind you that there are two men on this earth that has done an immense damage to your kingdom, Henry Kissinger and David Rockefeller. And Father God, these men have rejected you over the years. And Lord, I do not know if you're going to save them at the last moment. But Father God, if you are not going to save them, if you know in advance that they will reject you and die in their sins, we ask in your favor today, Lord, that you will remove them early. That Father God, this year, when the Bilderbergers meet in Spain, that both these men will be in a morgue and they will not be able to attend. And that Father God will send the chills and fear upon the rest of the people there, when they realize there is an end to this life, it's an end to evil. Thank you, Father God, that you will destroy the Bilderberger Conference this year. We pray, Father God, you will send confusion in the hotel, among the people working there. Father God, let the weather be uncooperative with them. Let there be all kind of troubles, Father God, that these men will recognize there's a living God. And Father God, just like you did with the Egyptians, when they were going in the Red Sea after the Israelites, you took the wings of the chariot. You confounded them. You destroyed them right there. We ask you, Father God, please do it again, because you are God and you can do it. And we thank you, Father God, for salvation, for all the participants of the Bilderberger Conference, Lord, that some of these kings and queens and prime ministers and military and journalists will come to Christ and will turn from their evil way. And this we ask now in Jesus' name. And those who dare to agree said, amen. You may be seated. Let's have the outlines handed out.